Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And we are joined by the host of this fine show, Roger Scott from Mexico. What's up, Rog?
Good morning, fellas, live from Pueblo Bonito Resort and Spa, a luxury resort in beautiful Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Have you been working pretty on nice. Your tan, Roger Doyle Scott? You coming back with a tan?
Hey, thanks, kid.
What's up, man?
You know what? I'm sure I'll have a little bit. I'll have a little bit of something. We haven't. We spent a little time at the one of the how many pools, Meredith? Seven.
Oh man!
Six or seven pools around here. We spent at one close to the beach, Pacific Ocean, yesterday. So we got a little bit of sun there. We've obviously spent a lot of time with family and exploring the 26 different restaurants that you can go to around here and doing all that. So I've put on a little bit of weight and I've got a little bit of sun, but I'm feeling good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. It's been a pretty fast week, I think.
It's been a great week, and it's morning mayhem on steroids today. We spent an hour talking about squirting the toothpaste directly in your mouth and also things that you have eaten in your car while driving that are extremely messy. I'm like, Baz and Raj would be very proud.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's funny is because yesterday my phone just picked up and I saw the X feed of the show. So I saw all of you guys there with Trey and Christian Pigskin and Todd and who else was? I guess JM was on the phone.
RJ.
And so I hit it because RJ, yes, of course. And I hit it, and I happened to tune in at the exact time that a topic was mentioned, that something had come up, and I'll get to that. And the same thing happened today because I knew that I was going to get on, so I wanted to pop in, and immediately I hear you're talking about the toothbrush and the Taco Bell, which is perfect for me then. Because here, there is no Taco Bell. It's just, I don't see a Taco Bell here.
That would be sacrilegious.
I bet they got tacos near you, though. Just no Taco Bell. Yeah.
You know what? And it's homegrown. It's all homegrown here. The tacos are a lot different. They're not like you see there. But yesterday when I tuned in and I heard you guys talking about jeans, RJ just starts making fun of me with Gene Stallings and doing the autographs and stuff like that. First of all, and then Justin, I heard Justin Moore bagging on me because why would I be wanting to get a Gene Stallings autograph? Well, I would for a lot of reasons if I wanted one, but that wasn't the reason I was there. Roger Staubach was in that limo. Mm-hmm. That's the reason David Basil gave me the opportunity to be in there. And yes, Wes Sutton had me sit right by Gene Stallings. He would give me balls to pass around, and I would hand them out to Gene Stallings and have him pass them all around. And Gene Stallings was a very scary man. It was just very scary. I only knew Gene first from being a Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator. That's where I knew him from more than before I knew he was a Cardinal head coach or Alabama, and long before I thought he was from Junction City. But he's a very scary man. He did tell me when I passed a couple of balls around and I kept going back to him, he said, son, a minute ago you told me that I only had one ball to sign. He said, now, either you were lying to me or you're lying to me now. And I went straight into Charlie Brown teacher mode. Wah, wah, wah. And that was it. So that was all that was. So it wasn't like I was in there trying to seek autographs, even though Gene Stallings is worthy being a Junction City boy.
Absolutely. And he was a national championship coach following his mentor, the Bear, at Alabama. So, Roger, I told you this story before. I was his driver. He was flying in to do some speaking engagement in Oklahoma City. I picked him up at the Wiley Post Airport. He flew in on the University of Alabama private jet. So I picked him up, taken him to the place where he was going to speak. It was some like European Bible thing deal. So he said, it's too early to go over there. Can we go get a cup of coffee? I said, right. Yes, sir, coach. So I took him to Brahms, and for about an hour, I was asking him questions and listening to him tell stories. It was fantastic. But I made a mistake. I was reading Skip Bayless's book about Tom Landry called God's Coach, which he wasn't, you know, Bayless was pretty critical of Landry and all this and the other things. So I brought up, I said, well, coach, I read in Skip Bayless's book about Coach Landry, and he waved up his hand. He said, boy, let me tell you something. Skip Bayless is a scumbag. And I thought, man, I wouldn't want to be on Coach Stallings' bad side. It'd be embarrassing to get your behind whipped by an 80-year-old, but he could do it. He could absolutely do it.
It would be. He had that look, but coaches have always intimidated me anyway. that book, that he has, A Coach's Story of Raising an Exceptional Son, that's a fantastic book, too, about his boy. If you don't know, a lot of the things that you think you want, that people have, all their success and riches and everything else, well, sometimes you have to take some of the other things that go with that. If you were prepared to do that and prepared to handle that situation, God would give you the opportunity to do it so you wouldn't fail. And obviously, he was an exceptional man. He was an exceptional guy to do all of that he did, and he worked hard to be a success. Now, the other part of it, guys, is really self-serving. One of the main reasons that I called to interrupt your show, and I knew you had a break, and it was only because I was hoping to be able to write a portion of this trip off on my taxes by calling in and being a part of the show. So you know that there is a self-serving part to me on that thing.
Well, Roger,
you're back into what you were. Yeah, go ahead.
You deserve some credit for this because RJ has spent a lot of time on the airwaves this week dragging you about your frugality and about how Greg Hatcher probably flew you down there. And now look, I know you're laying out some do-re-mi for your family, so you deserve for
That's
Uncle
right.
Sam
Thank
to
you.
Let you write some of this trip off. So I'll be Thank a voucher you for
much,
you if you need it.
And yes, it is a little bit different from the blessings that I have from so many people that are out there that when I get notifications on my credit card, I have to immediately go, wait a minute, is this fraudulent? Because, no, it's not. It's because I actually had to use it today myself for the last year. But we're having a great time. It's me, my wife, and my daughter. We had a great rehearsal dinner last night out on the beach, the part of the beach that we're at right now. It's at your own peril. There's signs where you're not, you can't get it. The waves, you can't hear it right now, maybe, but you've heard the term crashing waves.
Yes.
That's what's here.
Nice.
I mean, this part, you cannot get in there. They are crashing. The beach is great for walking, but that's where the rehearsal dinner was last night, out there on the beach. I hadn't seen some of these people for a couple of decades since we moved out of there. I mean, they're my grandsons. His part of the family. Now we're going to leave here in a little bit. We're going to go up to the top of this resort at the pool and look down above everything. And then we're going to go to another resort that's part of this whole family to where the arches are. Maybe the arches. I know my daughter, she's the one that's coordinating this whole thing. She's the one that's got us going to all these places, but it's the excursions that she has us doing. Thank goodness for her, because I tell you, I wouldn't know what to do. It's enough that I can't watch TV, but you're not here to watch TV because I wouldn't be able to understand it. So fortunately, I downloaded a few things on my phone. But anyway, I won't interrupt too much of the show. Just to be a part of the show, and I heard the toothbrush thing. I put toothbrush on my toothbrush, and then I wet it. I don't know why. It's just the way it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the best reason, and Taco Bell is indeed one of the worst things that you can that you can make a mess with if you're eating. And it's also there's no masculine way to do it either while you're driving. And I'll just leave it at that. But I didn't want to interrupt too much of the show. I just wanted to chime in, and I'm not at Stonehenge. I'm not calling the hogs. I'm not doing any of that stuff. We're just here, low key. with a lot of family, and we've got another day and another night of this. The wedding is tonight, so we're looking forward to going down there and adding a young lady to the family.
Very good.
They're a beautiful couple. Yeah, yeah.
When do you fly back,
Roger? What we're going to do, guys. We fly back. We actually, because I did put the bill for this, it was incumbent upon my daughter to know my frugality. We will be flying out. You know, we flew from Little Rock to Phoenix to here, and it's a 2 hours difference here. So it's 6:15 here now. Mm-hmm. But when we leave here, we're flying from here to Austin,
to Dallas,
to Little Rock. I don't know why. I don't know. I should have got hold of Mark May. I don't know what he does. It's from Austin to Dallas. Are you sure?
Is that a 2 minute flight?
Like a 40 minute flight, probably. Austin to Dallas.
Well, we've got six hour layovers and stuff like that because she knew that I wasn't in that big of a hurry to get back. So she's saving me a little bit of money. We'll leave tomorrow morning and get back Saturday night. Yeah, we'll get back Saturday night. What's that?
Oh,
absolutely. My daughter is paying for her part. We'll put it that she is doing that. Absolutely.
Say hello to Meredith for us,
A little bit at a time. It is a little bit at a time, that's for sure, but that's okay. I'm sure the trajectory of that may start waning as we get closer to whatever. But the boys said hello, man. And I see you got the little pigskin in there.
Nathan and Todd are here.
Well, good deal. Very good. Well, Nathan and Todd, I appreciate you coming and hanging out. And I know you and Nathan have been together a long time. Y'all have done some shows together before.
What? Sure.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sun and those big waves down there.
Roger is the Potter Familius, bringing the whole Scott clan together. Roger, good job, man. We're proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Well, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for letting me jump on here, Christian, and appreciate everybody. Have a great rest of your week and a fantastic weekend.
Thanks. See you Monday.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.